Hello, Gone Wild Audio. This is Cammie Loop, and I have decided to do the TWOC questionnaire because I'm bored, and why the hell not? So, let's go ahead and get started. Okay, number one, where do you rank audio, erotic audio, compared to other forms of adult entertainment, and why? High up there, I guess. I mean, I don't know if it's really considered number one, but I mean, I like it, obviously, or I wouldn't be here. I like the audio because it lets me kind of immerse myself in the situation, and it's just I can imagine things looking however I want and stuff like that. So, yeah. Same thing with written. I like written. I can take my time and read it and reread it and just kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Let it kind of just sink in, you know. Anyway. Okay, so number two. How did I find my way to GWA? And how long did you lurk before you first posted? I don't remember exactly how I found GWA. It was probably a link on a sidebar or something like that. And I think I lurked for about a month or so. I've been here at GWA for about a year, a little over a year now, I think. I think my very first post was April of last year. They're long gone. So, okay, number three. Have you heard your deepest, darkest secret fantasy on GWA yet? What is that fantasy, as much as I'm willing to disclose? Maybe. I don't know. I don't really don't know what my deepest, darkest secret fantasy is. My fantasies change on a daily basis, I think, just depending on my mood. I mean, some of my more kinky likes, I guess. Yeah, I've heard here, and I am not sharing that. Let's see. Which number four? Which type or genre of GWA recording is your favorite? Have you discovered any new turn-on since listening to GWA audios? I'd say probably narratives. I really like narratives. And of course, FAP audios. Who doesn't like those, really? I don't know if I've. Yeah, actually, yes. Yes, I have discovered new turn-ons since listening to GWA. Yeah, I have. Let's see, what manner of, number five, sorry. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? I like a guy in a suit. I think that's always, it's always sexy. Jeans. He looks good in jeans. That's always nice. Yeah, I mean, I'm not really, I don't really have a particular style of clothes that I'm really into. But actually, I do kind of have a thing for bow ties. Not sure why. Let's see. Number six. Where was the riskiest or most unusual place that you have masturbated? In a bathroom stall at work. Yes. Let's see. Number seven. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? Anywhere, really. I mean, I'm not too picky. If I'm having sex, I'm gonna like it. So, as long as it's not on a train track or something, with a train coming, I'm fine, I guess. As long as it's not anything dangerous, I don't really care. Let's see, number eight. What Accessories have you used with a partner? Accessories for purpose of question include handcuffs, corset, adult toys, paddle, body paints, candles, or any other items. Never used handcuffs. I do own a corset. It's not exactly easy to put on, so that, you know, it's kind of a chore. It has to be pre-planned. Adult toys, I have several. Let's see. A paddle, no. Body paint, no. Candles, no. Don't really include any other items. Let's see. Number nine. Have you had a one-night stand? And if yes, was it a good or bad experience? I wouldn't say, well, let's see. I've met people like at parties and stuff that I thought was going to be a one-night stand. They end up turning into a little more. But one-night stand is in like just wham bam, thank you, ma'am. No. No, I've never. Have I ever had, number 10, have I ever had a threesome or foursome moresome? And if not, is it something you would ever do? Kind of close to a threesome, kind of, maybe once or twice, but never actually went through with it for various reasons. And yeah, I think I would. I think I would. Which, number 11, would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? The one tying the knots, absolutely. Number 12. When you are nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? You know, none of my previous partners are ever really talkers, so I don't know. I really don't. Good question. Let's see. Number 13. Do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your record number of orgasms in one day? Unfortunately, no. I do not have multiple orgasms unless you, well, basically I need, you know, some recovery time between. It's not successive, if that's the word I'm looking for. See, my record number of orgasms in one day, I think six. I think six. Not very many, unfortunately. So number 14, which sexual fantasy do you wish could come true? Being with another woman. Number 15, have you or you and a lover taken dirty pictures or video of yourself? Yes. And if you look at my posting history, you'll see what has become with them. There are videos, but those will not be posted. So yeah. Number 16. Have you ever gotten so wet or so erect in public that you had to go find a private place? Not necessarily in public, but it has happened at work, and hence my answer to number six, which was where's the riskiest place? That would be the bathroom at work. Let's see, number 17. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked in the right way? Let's see. Back of my neck. Yeah, it's kind of the classic answer. I think pretty much everybody says that. What else? My hands, like the palms of my hands and the backs of my hands. I have a thing for hands. The backs of my knees. Yeah, kind of tickles. I like it. Let's see. Number 18. How important is the size of his cock or her tits matter to you in real life? How much does it matter in fantasy, and why? Well, as long as his cock isn't like the size of a baby carrot, I think it's all good. I'm not really a size queen. I'm sure size is nice, but it's not a make or break kind of thing. I do prefer girth to length, though. I'll tell you that. Let's see. And in fantasy, again, I don't really fantasize about anything super average. I'm totally good with average. Number 18. No, sorry, I just answered 18. Number 19, the temporary question. Have I read 50 Shades of Grey? What did I think of it? Will you see the movie? And what do you think the movie should be rated? I have read the first two chapters. I will not read anymore because, not a fan, not a fan at all. If I wanted to read Twilight fan fiction, then I would read Twilight fan fiction. But I won't read Twilight fan fiction. What did I think of it? No, did not like it. Will I see the movie? Maybe out of morbid curiosity. Really depends on who's going to be in it. I know there's been several different people playing the guy, supposedly. I don't know. And what do I think the movie should be rated? Actually, I don't agree with the majority of the movie ratings, so especially here in the US. So I have no idea what should be rated. Number 20, last question. What do I consider to be good for? Communication, lots of exploration. Take your time and get to know each other's bodies. Reciprocation is important. Lots of touching, lots of kissing. You know, the usual. So yeah, there you go. That is it. And hopefully I didn't stammer over myself too much like I did just there in that previous sentence. So that's it. That's my twok number one. And I'm out. And my phone isn't working.